everybody. What's going on? Welcome on back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show.
My name is Kyle.
I'm Orion.
Orion.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been another week, you know?
You're shaking your head already. What the
yeah.
fuck?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I've been having a lot of trouble sleeping this week.
Yeah.
And I don't really know why. I know part of it is Minecraft's fault. Minecraft is not helping, but it hasn't been entirely that.
Yeah.
Like, I've been unable to sleep when I should, and I've wanted to sleep when I shouldn't. And I have you ever been sort of sleep deprived and started to hallucinate?
Yes, I have. Yes. It's not cool, man.
I was hallucinating a couple of times at work this week.
Oh, God.
And, it's not like you think of hallucinating. It's not like I'm seeing shit that isn't there. It's like I'm seeing shit wrong. Like I'm staring at my computer screen at work, and there are things on the screen that are rectangular or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think I just had Minecraft on the brain because I would be staring at it, and I would sort of be drifting off to sleep, and things would like get deep. Like they'd be like anything rectangular would be either an indentation or a protrusion,
mm-hmm.
and it would look like these shelves of blocks, and I would be seeing all these block structures.
Oh, God.
And I was definitely seeing it, but it wasn't really like I was seeing, like, it's not like I saw a pink elephant running around the room, you know, and I knew that I wasn't really.
It's like your mind is half daydreaming, but you're staring at what's in front of you, what's going on in your mind.
And then there was at least one day this week where I was literally falling asleep at my desk. Like every couple of seconds, my head would go down and I'd be, and I was dreaming about Minecraft. And in the forums this past week, I think Marleykin said, I hate Minecraft, I'm a horrible bitch, and I hate everything fun. And I said, Marleykin, come on now, I thought we were friends. And she's like, nope, I hate Minecraft. Yeah. Oh, why would you do that?
Yeah.
And I feel like, as horrible as it is for my financial stability for me to be falling asleep and dreaming about Minecraft at work, I think it is an excellent testimony for the game. Like, obviously it's a great game. I can't stop thinking about it even when I'm unconscious. So I after the last episode, you expressed some interest in the game.
Yep.
And I bought you a copy, like I said I was thinking about doing, and mm-hmm. I gave you the gift, whatever, serial number or whatever you call it. So you've been playing Minecraft this week.
I have.
Which I was actually happy to hear about, because I don't know how you feel when you hear this about yourself.
Yeah.
But you have a tendency.
I know.
I know what you're going to say.
You have a tendency to go, like, somebody will express an interest in something, and you'll be like, yeah, that's the fucking greatest thing I've ever heard. And that's an exaggeration, but you get really enthusiastic and behind them, and I never know how sincere that is, because sometimes I think you're just, you know, you're trying to be supportive or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think you take it overboard sometimes and make it sound like you're really interested, when really you're just like, good for you, buddy.
Oh, no.
And so you're like, yeah, that sounds great. And I didn't know, but I heard you've been playing it this week. So mm-hmm. that made me feel good to hear.
I can't stop thinking about it. God damn. Where I work, I'm in the back room and there's like pallets of product and shit. And I'm mm-hmm. like kind of eyeballing it. And I'm looking at some stacks of paper towel and I'm like, Minecraft.
Would I use a pickaxe on paper towel?
I can't stop thinking about it. And it's so fun, but the hardest part about playing Minecraft is enjoying it, and then you can't tell anyone about it because they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's like, man, you won't believe it. This chicken was on my house annoying me last night, and I was trying to hide from the monsters, and they're like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? What game? It sounds like shit. I don't care.
What is this, a Facebook game? Farmville?
I'll grab you by the shirt. How can you not care?
Yeah,
you
know? I was talking to roommate Mike today, and he compared Minecraft to Farmville.
Oh, fuck.
And to be fair, I actually haven't played Farmville, so maybe they are kind of similar. But I feel like Minecraft has to be the better game.
Yeah. Just judging by the type of people that play Farmville, I mean, look at them.
For one thing, there aren't like little fees here and there, like, pay $30 for a golden chicken or something. You know, I'm pretty sure that's how Minecraft works, is you can play it for free, but to do certain things, you have to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say Minecraft or Farmville?
You said Minecraft, sorry.
I think Farmville. That's how Farmville works.
Yes.
Minecraft does not. You pay for it once and you've got the game.
Yep.
And the cool thing, one of the cool things about Minecraft right now is that it's actually in beta. It's not finished yet,
mm-hmm.
which might not sound like a cool thing. But if you buy it now, you get it for a discounted price and you get the updates in the future.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Whereas if you wait, it'll cost more. you know, if you wait for it to be finished, and you can play it to your heart's content now. And that means that, for one thing, there's already so much shit going on in that game that it's kind of hard to get bored. Like, if you get bored of digging around looking for iron ore and coal and stone and stuff, then you can go build something cool. And if you get bored with that, then you can be like, oh, I think I want to try farming, because there is farming in the game. And if you get bored with that, there's all kinds of shit you can do. And I believe I read that the potential surface area of your Minecraft world is bigger. I forget how many times, but it's bigger than the surface of the actual Earth.
Oh, wow.
You know, like, if you just keep exploring until to the limits,
oh, wow,
it is bigger than the surface area of the actual Earth. So think about that, like how long you would have to be exploring before you've seen everything.
Yeah.
But beyond that, like, if you ever do get bored, like you feel like you've really done everything, there are going to be updates. You know, the game isn't done yet. There's more coming that isn't even here yet.
Yeah.
So basically, Marleykins hates everything good in life. And I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
Yeah. It does sound silly, though, when you try to explain the game. There's like this pickaxe, and you're digging around, you're looking for iron, right? And the bad things come out at night, and you need to build armor. And they're like, they just immediately think this is some dungeon game, and you're, what a nerd, man. But no, it's like waking up in a dream and you're out in the middle of the forest and it's like, shit, I gotta survive.
Yeah.
It's intense.
To a certain extent, I think I think there are different kinds of gamers. And I think like my roommate Mike is a perfect example. He is into Halo and Call of Duty and football games, and I think that's all I've ever seen him play.
Yeah.
He basically treats video gaming like a competitive sporting event.
Yeah.
He's always playing. I've never seen him play single player anything. The football games, I guess. But he's always playing multiplayer stuff, like leaderboards. He's actually gone to gaming competitions. And that's what video gaming is to him. And I couldn't be farther from that. Like, I don't give a shit about leaderboards and achievements and all of that crap. I high scores and football games and most first-person shooters. There are a handful of first-person shooters in existence that I actually give a shit about.
Yeah.
And none of them start with Call of Duty or Halo.
And that's fine that he likes that.
And it is fine, but
I can't get into the whole, like, leaderboard bullshit, because all I see when I see that, like, look at my achievement, I think, yeah, you got a lot of time on your hands. Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's like, cool. I mean,
the leaders are usually the ones that don't have jobs and live with their moms. Sure, they have enough time to kick some ass. Of course, if I had all that time, I'd be on the top too. Shit.
I don't know if that's fair. There is some skill.
There's some skill. That's right.
There is some skill that goes into it. Like, if I could devote 24 hours a day every day for months and still not be able to beat the people on the top of the leaderboards.
Yeah.
But that's just not what I'm interested in. Like, I'm not sure if I can articulate this properly, but I see the way I like to play video games is kind of like, I kind of like to treat them almost like an interactive movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a universe that I care about and a story that I care about. And Minecraft doesn't really have a story, but it's a universe that I care about. And I go in there and I create things. It's more of a creative thing for me, even when I'm not creating things. Yeah. I'm appreciating the creativity. Whereas for some people, it is literally gaming, like playing checkers or you know sports, and that's not what it is for me. And I think that's a hard divide to bridge.
Yeah,
a hard gap to bridge.
Definitely.
Like, I was trying to talk to Mike about Minecraft, and I honestly think he probably wouldn't like it if he tried it.
Yeah.
I don't know what Marleykins is like when it comes to video games.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she would like it or not. When I was a kid, I really loved Mario Paint.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that could be a good litmus test for people. If you ever played Mario Paint and you were like, okay, what is the point of this? Then you probably won't like Minecraft, because the point of Mario Paint is to create things. And I loved it. It was like my favorite game on the Super Nintendo. I would sit around and draw and make animations and make little sprites and things and come up with little stories and things to go with them. That was my favorite thing to do. And, you know, other people were like, oh man, I can't wait till that port of Doom comes out on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm on the same page with you.
So. You said you started in a snow world.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen snow. So, there's another, like, layer to it, you know? Like, you've started in this snow world. We both started playing the same game, and so far have had nearly completely different experiences.
Yeah. Yeah, it really fucked me because from what you see, any video you look up of Minecraft, if you're checking it out, any video somebody playing, they're almost always out in a grassy area with
in like
trees,
a forest.
Forest, yeah, and hills.
Mountains.
And I start, and I'm like, yes, I got the game. Here we go. And everything's snow and hills. I'm like, all right, I'm going to walk around, check this out. And it's just hill after hill of just snow.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, this sucks. And I had to venture out, like, for anyone that knows Minecraft, 4 days. Because how long does it take for a day to go by? It's like daytime, and then the
night's coming. I think it's like 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
I think.
You get so much time, and then, you know, nighttime comes, and you got to hide, and then wait out the night. And then daytime comes, and you travel again. And like 4 fucking days, I finally find trees. And but
shit.
At first, I was like, I don't know. I'm going to have to restart. I need some sunny green forest level to play on. But I'm like, no, I can do this. This is a challenge. So it's been interesting. And I can't stop. Like, you were talking to Mike about Minecraft. Imagine talking to Aldi about it.
Oh, God.
Fuck
well,
me.
You know what? I don't know because I've never.
She's more accepting.
The only games I've ever really seen Aldi play are Wii games.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, not that they're not fun, but they're sort of bullshit throwaway games like Wii Bowling, you know. Yeah. They can be fun with a group, but it's not much of a game.
Yeah.
Like, if you were home alone, Wii Bowling would get boring really fucking quick.
Yeah. Group, yeah. Games where you gotta figure shit out, yeah. They don't like.
I don't know if Aldi would be up for it or not, but I could see Minecraft being the kind of game where somebody who isn't really into gaming could still enjoy it. Like if you and her were playing it together, but you're really the one playing, but she's there watching and being like, oh, go do this or whatever. Yeah. I could see her getting into that. Yeah. But I don't know if she actually would.
Yeah, she plays like Bejeweled and shit.
Yeah.
Just
baby games.
Mind numbing. And that's cool. That's her thing. I just can't do it. I need to do stuff, you know?
So yeah.
Can't just, I don't know. I can't play those kinds of games unless I'm winning money. Like, level up. All right, give me some cash. I don't know.
Well, I don't know how much more we should talk about Minecraft.
Not very much more, because I'm afraid if there's a lot of people out there, they're like, oh, fuck, man. They're talking about Minecraft again now.
Well, I don't really, if you're bored by Minecraft talk, Marleykins.
Yeah.
That's not really my concern. My concern is that you and I talked about this for a long time before we started recording. And I can't remember what we said then and what we're saying now. And so it could get really messy. But
yeah, it could.
What was I just thinking? Oh, great. I don't fucking remember. Awesome. Excellent start to a show. Fantastic. I really did just draw a fucking blank. Okay, well, because I can't think of whatever it was.
I was hoping it was coming.
I really can't think of whatever it was, and I don't want to dwell.
That's the worst.
God, I hate that. Okay, so in the forum, I know what I was going to say. I haven't done it yet, but I think I want to start a Minecraft thread in the Electrogenesis part of the forum, the creative area. Because I posted a few pictures of some of my Minecraft creations in the forum thread for the last episode, and I figured it'd be kind of cool. For anyone interested, to kind of share pictures of what they've done and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think I want to create something like that. I might do that after the show.
Cool.
So, yeah.
All right.
Okay. In other news, and actually I'm going to skip for now what it was I was about to go do and talk about how another reason this was a week for me.
Mm-hmm.
I knew this was coming, but I didn't know when. You know, it still kind of felt like, fuck, I've been blindsided with it, even though I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I am being garnished.
Mm.
And if you don't know what that means, it means my paycheck at work, I owed some people money, credit card companies, and they kept sending me letters saying, you owe us all this money, pay us. And I was like, I can't. And so eventually they had some, what do you call the guy? What is the guy that comes and serves you with papers? What do you call that guy?
Oh, man. Shit.
Never mind.
I don't know.
They sent a guy down with court papers.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to show up to court, but I didn't because what was I going to do? Show up to court and go, not going to pay it. You know?
Yeah.
The result would have been the same. I was going to be garnished. What being garnished is when you refuse to pay for long enough, they can force you to pay. They take the money directly out of your paycheck. And I didn't know the details of how this was going to work until a couple days ago when the human resources lady at my work, who is such a nice, sweet lady,
yeah.
She came to me and she like,
oh no,
I felt like I needed to console her. You know, she's like, I'm so sorry about this.
Jesus Christ.
I hate doing this. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, it's like, all right. You didn't do anything. I'm the one who owes all this money. And if anybody's doing anything to me, it's the credit card companies or the collection agency. But so she comes to me and she says, I need to have you fill out some paperwork. Or actually, I didn't have to fill anything out. She just had to give it to me.
Yeah.
So she gave me this paperwork that explains what's going on. And they are going to be taking 25% of my paycheck.
Whoa.
Yeah. I get paid every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're taking 25% of my paycheck every 2 weeks.
Shit.
And I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to take like over a year for me to pay this off.
Yeah.
So I donate. they don't know about the PayPal, so,
yeah.
So donate.
That's horrible.
yeah I will be okay. It's just
it sucked.
Yeah, and it couldn't have come at a worse time, because now like I was kind of saving money for a while, because you know I was in my manic phase, whatever you want to call it, where everything felt better, and I stopped smoking, and I wasn't going to fast food and stuff like that, and I was saving money.
Yeah.
And now I'm smoking again, and I just had a burger today.
No.
So I'm like, and the worst part is that what I should do is say, okay, I'm about to be garnished. I'm about to have way less money.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Okay, I need to quit smoking again, like now, and go back to what I was doing when I was saving money. But the problem is, the reason I started smoking again was because I started feeling like shit again. And the reason I had a burger today was because I was like, fuck it, man. Fuck it. I'm having a burger. I'm treating myself.
I hope that's what you said at the counter.
Yeah, I said
that. Can I take your order?
Yeah, I said that to the squawk box. Can I take your order? Fuck it, man. I'm having a burger, dog. Okay, what kind of burger?
Yeah.
But because, you know, that's what got me backsliding. Being told I am now 25% less wealthy, it only adds to that. It only, it only makes me feel worse. But yeah, so I'm going to be broke.
Yeah.
Damn, dog. You've been through this before, right?
You've been garnished. And you know what? It sucks. It sucks because you're losing money. But if they would just develop a way, because the only way now is to call up the assholes that get paid to be assholes. And I've tried to reason with these people.
Yeah.
Like, I can't pay this. And the like settlement offers will come after you avoid them.
Yeah.
Like they wouldn't settle right then and there. We need this now.
Yeah.
Or nothing. We need it now. And it's like, I can't pay it. Click. So they're dicks, right? But then much later, you let it go and you let it go. You ignore them. Then you get the settlements and then you can pay that. But even so, all they want to get the most money out of you. I get it.
Yeah.
But if you could just go online, not talk to anybody, enter your account information and how much you want to pay per week. Kind of like being garnished, but, you know, not fucking your credit up, you know?
And you set it up yourself.
You just set it up. I think everybody, if it was just that way, everybody would have an easier way of just getting out of debt and shit, paying the shit off, because you don't want to deal. The methods today seem primitive.
Yeah.
Like, you got to call this guy on the phone and he's a dick.
Well, the truth is, it's all my fault.
Yeah.
You know, circumstances changed and that wasn't entirely my fault, but it is all my fault. I owed all this money. I'm sure lots of people would say this, and lots of people would say this because they didn't observe this rule or whatever, but I would say, do not get a credit card. Don't do it. Or if you're going to get a credit card, keep it for emergencies and don't fucking use it. But that's dangerous too.
Yeah.
If you're the type of person who maybe you can't trust yourself, like maybe you're like, okay, this is my emergency credit card, but I haven't used it. I've had it for like 2 years. I've never used it. You know what? Fuck it. Yeah. I'm going to get that flat screen TV.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, that might work out, but then again, it might not. And that's kind of what happened to me, is I thought I got this credit card to build credit.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, at one point I was just buying little things and then paying it off. And then I thought one day, you know what, I'm going to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. I'll max this bitch out. I can afford the payments
yeah.
and I'll pay it off. And I could at the time.
Mm-hmm.
turns out things changed. I couldn't. And oops.
Yep.
Eventually got to the point where I couldn't even afford the minimum monthly payments. And that's how I ended up where I am now. I had a $2,000 limit on the credit card. Yep. I ended up owing close to $4,000. When you got garnished, how much did they garnish you for? Do you know the percentage? Was it 25%? Because that sounded huge to me.
I didn't figure it. I just kind of, I was like,
well, it was on the piece of paper I got.
Was it?
The percentage.
I got the paper, I checked it out, and I'm like, fuck. And I saw the amount, and that was it. You know, I didn't really look.
Because I'm wondering if that's normal, because that seemed massive to me. That's like, that's a fourth of my income is going straight to the credit card. Well, actually, the collection agency. Mm-hmm. I think the way that works is that the credit card company sells their debt or whatever, sells my debt to the collection agency. The collection agency gives them so much money, and then the collections agency makes money by... So what the credit card company ultimately got, I believe, is less than the collections agency is asking for, which seems really strange to me.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Like, how does that work out for the credit card company?
Yeah.
Like, aren't they just losing money,
all the time? All the time, yeah.
They're just hemorrhaging money. Unless, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, unless they're making so much in interest... You know, those little...
Yeah, I guess that actually probably is what it is.
Doesn't really hurt them.
It's because what I actually owe them is roughly $2,000.
Yeah.
And what I ended up owing them was close to $4,000. Mm-hmm. So if the collection agency paid them $2,000, the credit card company's fine. Mm-hmm. There's just all this extra imaginary money that I owe them.
Fees.
Because of interest and stuff and fees.
Penalties.
Yeah. So I guess that's how it works.
Yeah.
So yeah, donate.
Yep.
I've mentioned before that I feel weird about the donations. You know, like sometimes I feel like, you know what, whatever, we put out a free show every week. If you enjoy it, it's not that big a deal to suggest that you donate. I mean, it is optional, even if I'm pushing it.
Yeah.
So why not push it? On the other hand, sometimes I feel like even though we do put out a free show every week and people seem to enjoy it, who the fuck am I? You know, like I'm not some genius, prolific guy putting out all this awesome shit that you should be paying for. Like, I'm putting it out for free because I'm a nice guy, but you should be paying for it. That's not true at all. So, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. Good show.
Just
this
don't
week.
Feel bad about asking to donate, I guess.
And you know what? I don't actually expect anybody to.
Yeah.
I think it's been a while. Well, I guess the last person to donate was Jeff when he sent the money in that Christmas card.
Yeah.
Which wasn't actually for Christmas, right? Or was it? Was it that long
ago? I believe
ago?
It was after Christmas.
Yeah, I think
it came
so.
Late. Yeah. It's a late Christmas card.
I'm all over the place today. Okay. Well, have you heard about this song? This is what I was going to go to a minute ago. This Rebecca Black song. It's been posted in the forums. It's been kind of going around as an internet meme sort of thing. Rebecca Black Friday.
No,
you
I haven't.
No, you don't read our forums.
I
Ryan?
Do, but I don't.
I only read the episode threads.
I look at the pictures.
yeah.
Ooh,
I don't read.
That's a good avatar.
Okay, so there's this song floating around by Rebecca Black called Friday, and the reason it's getting reposted and reposted and reposted and everybody's seeing it is because everybody hates it. They think it's the worst thing they've ever heard. So I'm gonna play some of that.
Okay,
now.
I'm kind of curious.
In the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal, seeing everything, the time is going, ticking on and on, everybody's rushing, gotta get down to the bus stop, gotta catch my bus, I see my friends, kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat, gotta make my mind up,
okay. All right.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure where to stop it. So that's the song. What do you think?
Not bad, except for the way she said Friday. Other than that, yeah. What's wrong with it? Catchy, poppy.
I'm not sure I fully understand
the hatred.
Yeah, it's not a good song. Like, I'm not like, oh my god, what is wrong with you guys? This is the best.
Yeah.
but I'm not sure I fully under. It just sounds like a terrible pop song. Like I could imagine this being like in the on the soundtrack of the next Bring It On movie. You know,
yeah.
It doesn't. It just sounds like some horrible pop song to me.
Yeah.
A lot of the things they've been making fun of this girl for are like the kind of inane subject matter, like. I've got to get up and go to school and eat cereal and then go to the bus stop and then my friends show up in a car. Which seat am I going to sit in?
It took me on a ride. I was kind of there with her.
And one of the, like, when she said, in the video, when she says, like, which seat will I take? Mm-hmm. Her friends pull up in a car and there are four people in the car. So there's like one possible seat left in the back. Okay. And she's talking about the front seat and the back seat. Where am I going to sit? Yeah. And, you know, obviously there's only one place you can sit, whore. But I don't think that's fair because I highly doubt she directed the video.
Yeah.
And the song, I imagine, was not written as the video was shot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my friends show up in a car. Which seat will I sit in? Doesn't imply that the car is full.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, the song isn't flawed there.
God.
Like I said, I don't know.
Breaking down a pop song to begin with is just pathetic.
They're all nuts and insane.
It's bad, night. Well, here's why. Let's get really into this. Like, fuck,
this isn't any worse than a Black Eyed Peas song, you know?
Yeah, like,
It party and yeah, that's like every Black Eyed Peas song.
Yeah.
What are we going to do tonight? Have a good time. Do-do-do-do.
Yep.
But... one of the kind of interesting things about this is that this girl is a part of, like her label, I guess, is Arc Music Factory,
mm-hmm.
which seems to be a company that exists solely to cater to rich kids. Like a rich kid will be like, I want to be a pop star. And their mm-hmm. parents will give Arc Music Factory a bunch of money to make them a pop star.
Really?
It's almost like really like... you know, you go to an amusement park and they have those like karaoke booths where you can record over a backing track and like you can make your hit single.
Yep.
It's kind of like a really high-end version of that.
I see.
Like they make this well-produced video and this well-produced song and they make you into a pop star. And that's kind of what this is. They have a bunch of people on their label or whatever and they're almost if not all like teenage girls.
Okay, yeah.
And this actually, in my opinion, isn't the worst one. The worst one I've seen so far is this song by a girl called Britt Rutter.
Mm-hmm.
The song is called Without Your Love. And I actually, well, part of it is I find this girl's face annoying.
Come on, girl, sing it, baby.
I was going to try to turn the monitor, but there's shit in the way. Oh, and there's this... I don't know if you can hear me over the music. There's this guy. You can hear the guy.
Yep.
Oh, that guy. Yep. He's in the other song, too, the Friday song.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of, like, the Arc Music guys. And he apparently shows up in all of these songs.
Really?
Like, in the Friday song, there's a rap breakdown at some point, and it's him driving in a car. It's really kind of odd because it's all these teenagers like having a house party and... a lot of her, like the girl, I don't know how old she is, but her friends, especially her male friends, mm-hmm. look even younger than she is. Like they look like they're like 13. And then there's this like guy who could be in his 40s. I don't fucking know. This black guy cruising around downtown in the middle of the night rapping about Friday or whatever. Right. I don't know. And he shows up in all these songs.
Oh God, that is kind of creepy.
This song is especially funny to me though. This Britt Rutter Without Your Love video. It starts out with her on cam, like a video chat with some guy that I guess she's into.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in a room full of other girls who are like painting their nails and shit, like mm-hmm. doing really annoying girl stuff. And they're having their lovey-dovey chat. And then at some point later in the video, she apparently bores the shit out of him and he falls asleep at the computer and he starts drooling. And then she starts posting the video of him drooling all over the internet. And this is what I gathered from it.
Yeah.
And then all of her friends see this, all of his friends, everybody at school sees this video of him drooling and they're all making fun of him. And I guess she dumped him because he drooled this one time. Bitch, it's your boring ass's fault that happened. Yeah. And if you like the guy in the first place, you don't do that. You know, like he had a moment of weakness in front of me. Time to exploit it. Like, what a bitch. What a horrible message from that video. But I'm going to play a little bit more of it because it hasn't gotten to the part where she starts singing and annoying the fuck out of me yet.
Take me on the summer breeze. You and I will be together.
I think it's the way she says together that bothers me.
Yeah.
Together. I don't know. Something about the way she pronounces it. A lot of the way she pronounces things in this song seem
aren't they
put
like
on to me.
Kind of helping her with like not...
All
the extreme auto tune, but yeah.
Artists on their label are auto tuned, some of them yeah. more than others.
That's
like
probably.
This girl is pretty auto tuned. The other girl was pretty auto tuned. I've seen at least one where it's definitely auto tuned, but not as bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the auto tune doesn't bother me either. Like, I know a lot of people hate auto tune because yeah. it's in everything now. And I can see how it's annoying because it's in fucking everything now.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a bad thing in and of itself. Like, auto-tune makes bad singers able to sing good. Well, okay. What's... Okay. I don't understand why that's a problem.
Yeah.
That person can't sing. They just used auto-tune. But it sounds good now with the auto-tune. Like, they're hitting the right notes because of the auto-tune. That's like having a tool that automatically tunes your guitar and being like, that's yeah. fucking cheating, bitch. Yeah. You got to do that by ear, dog.
Yeah.
Or that shit don't count, yo. I don't understand.
I don't like trumpets because they're not guitars.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I'm disappointing everyone by not, you know, really tearing into this Friday video.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as, I don't understand why it got so popular. Because like I said, I've already found another video from the same Arc Music Factory, mm-hmm. which actually is a little funny if you think about it, the name Arc Music Factory.
Yeah.
Because that's like pretty much literally what they are. They churn out music. Yeah. They are a factory for these preteen girls or whatever.
Yeah.
But,
cookie cutter.
But there, I've already found at least one other video that I found more offensively bad
yeah.
to my senses. And there's just nothing in particular about that other video that bothers me.
It's kind of pathetic. Like, God, I hate this video. I'm going to show everybody. You know, why share it?
I would do that if that's how I reacted to it.
Like,
I would be like, this is so awful. You have to see it.
Okay. Yeah.
But I don't feel like it's that awful. I feel like it's well produced and it sounds okay. It sounds like any generic pop song.
I'm more interested in the idea that people can just, if they pay enough money, go in and they'll make them a video, like a good video. And
yeah,
that's kind of interesting to me. I don't really give a shit about
right,
how bad
right.
the song is.
I did find this interesting, though, or entertaining. There is a posted in our forum along with this song. One of the other things they made fun of her for in the song
mm-hmm.
is there's a part that we didn't get to where she says, yesterday was Thursday, today is Friday, tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes afterwards, which is kind of silly and stupid. But it, like,
way to go.
But again, that's every pop song. They're all stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I bet a lot of people would be offended by this because for some reason, a lot of people really respect her, but I don't think this is any worse than like a Lady Gaga song.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I did find entertaining though was this, there is a cover of the song, which is meant to be like the actual origin of the song, but it's a joke.
Ah, okay.
And it's by Bob Dylan in quotes. This is the original Bob Dylan version of the song.
A.M. waking up in the morning. Gotta be fresh. Gotta go downstairs. Gotta have my bowl. Gotta have cereal. Seeing everything. Time is going. Ticking on and on. Everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus stop.
It's amazing how much longer the song is because it's been slowed down like this. This song is like 5 minutes and 48 seconds.
Kicking in the front seat.
I love the idea of Bob Dylan saying kicking in the front seat.
Kicking in the front seat. Which seat can I take? It's Friday. Gotta get down on day. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
You know what's funny about this fake Bob Dylan cover is somehow singing it this way. I'm not a big fan of Bob Dylan or anything, but slowing it down with the acoustic guitar and singing it this way, even though the lyrics are still just as inane, it somehow feels like there's more to it. Like yes, I'm singing about my inane daily life,
yeah,
but like that's the point. You know, like I know, I'm aware that that's what I'm doing and that's I'm chronicling it or something. Like it feels like there was more thought put into it, even though it's the same song, which is funny. But I don't know. I want to be mad at this song. I want something to rage at and be funny about. But I just, I can't. Like it just doesn't bother me that much. It's like everything else. I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't seem any worse to me. Like her singing voice is, it's okay.
Yeah, It's popular to hate, I guess. That's just, I don't give a fuck.
Well, in other funny songs from the forum news, there was another song posted to the forums recently that I completely forgot about by Damn Bambi, I think. He posted a song that he was a part of creating, and I believe he did the backing track. I think that's the part he worked on, I think, based on, because I've heard some of his other songs before. This is a trip hop song called My World. Oh, great. Thanks, internet. Let me try that again. Friday. That was me. There are eventually lyrics. Oh, motherfucker. This played fine for me earlier today.
Of course it has to fuck up.
Here we go.
In my world, it's police chases and sirens and diamonds from crack sales, money we grinding. I got a talent for this music I'm finding. So that means I gotta leave this street shit behind me. In my world, in my world, in my world, in my world.
So what do you think so far?
It's not bad.
I dig the instrumentation. Yeah. Like I'm listening to the instruments and stuff and I like it a lot. I like the, like, I don't even know what you call it, like the phasing or whatever on some of the percussion.
Yeah.
But I have to wonder, this seems to me like a song made by a bunch of British people. And maybe this is like weirdly prejudiced or naive of me, but are you really friends with a bunch of musicians who sell crack? Because that's like the beginning of the song. My world is all police chases and diamonds from crack sales. Really? Is that that's who you're hanging around with? I mean, that's cool if it is. I don't know. But somehow I doubt it.
There's no gangsters in
Britain. Yeah, there are no gangsters in Britain.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. Come on now. I'm going to play a little bit more of it.
I've got to leave the street shit behind. It seems crime's the only way to make a dime. I always gotta put my music to the side. No jobs, I'm not qualified. So let me tell you who the fuck am I. Reminisce more bitches than that Russell guy. Outside under night sky trying to survive. Hustling dailies why we call it the grind. It's like we're all born with a criminal mind. The way we're heading, evil dead or inside. But you gotta do the time if you're gonna do the crime, brother. In my world, in my world, in my...
Was that brother?
I'm not sure.
Let me see if I can play just that part again. Yeah. I think that was a really British version of the word brother. Let me see.
The crime, brother.
Brother.
Brother. It's like it's a V instead of a TH. Brother.
What's up, my brother?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I dig the instrumentation. This really isn't my style of music, you know?
It's not grabbing me by the balls.
So. But nice work.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has done, I don't know if you, back before we started a podcast, or maybe it was while we were doing a podcast, but I created a song or two, for this other podcast that I was listening to at the time called Podtoid. Mm-hmm. It was a podcast on Destructoid.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a video game podcast. It doesn't exist anymore. But I created a couple of songs based with like clips from their show.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of them, if I can find it real quick, is called My Bum. And based on a clip where, well, you'll hear it in a second. Let me find it. Folders, folders, folders.
Coming into my bum. Coming into my bum. Coming into my bum. Bum, 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 bum. Coming into my bum. Coming into my bum. Coming into my bum. Coming into my bum. Huge fat cheesy semen all in my puckered spicy chocolatey starfish.
Coming into my bum. Coming into my bum.
Huge fat cheesy spicy chocolatey starfish all in my puckered bum, 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 bum. Coming into my bum. Coming into my bum. Coming into my bum. Coming into my bum. Huge fat cheesy semen all in my puckered bum, 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 bum. Huge fat cheesy semen all in my puckered bum, 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 bum.
Coming into my bum. Coming into my bum.
So that's My Bum.
Yeah.
I did another one called the Podtoid Gay Bar Remix, but I'm not gonna play that because none of it's really that relevant. But he created a couple of songs like that too,
yeah,
based around the same podcast. So I had already heard some of his music before,
mm-hmm,
and he's quite good at it. I would definitely say he's better at it than I am.
Yeah, when I'm saying it's not my style, I'm not saying like, well, I could do better.
Yeah, the skill's definitely there. It's just not my style. Yeah. It's not my thing. Not into the trip hop. But I wanted to mention that just because he posted that, it might have even been before the last show, and I didn't comment on it, and neither did anybody else.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if anybody even saw it, and I wanted to put it out there that there is a song now in the, I believe that's in the Electrogenesis forums, by our own damn Bambi.
Yes.
I'm having a hard time with the show this week. Like, I don't know, I didn't come to the show with a lot in mind.
We've been having a week.
I've been having a week. Well, every week's a week. When am I going to stop complaining, you know? Man, I had a real hard time this week. You know what? I woke up.
That'll be episode, yeah, like 2001.
Yeah, yeah. Real rough week this week. I had to do laundry. Man.
No, that laundry.
Life is a hard, hard time.
Life is shit.
Life is rough. I don't even know, man. Duve asked on the Facebook about Four Loko. You know what Four Loko is? Yes. It was that drink, alcoholic drink. It was like four times the alcohol content of a beer, plus a shit ton of caffeine.
Yes.
And it was killing people, which I thought was amazing. Like, and they pulled it, like they made it illegal in a bunch of places, which I thought was bullshit because like the reason it's killing people is because people are stupid. Like it's not any worse than anything else, really. It's just that people are stupid. Yeah. Like if you're going to make Four Loko illegal, like if you're going to try to make legislation to protect me from myself, then you should have started with Jaeger because that's caused me a lot more problems than Four Loko ever would have.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently it's back. And Dave mentioned that and he said, Four Loko is back. What's going on? I looked it up and apparently it's been back since like January because all the news articles I found about it were from January.
Hmm.
But it's back without the caffeine. So it's not really back. Jesus, now it's just alcohol. And some people are like, it's wondering if it's still going to, like, if that's going to solve the problem. Well, if it isn't, then what's the problem? Like, is the problem that it's alcohol? Are we going back to prohibition? Like,
Jesus.
If that's not going to solve the problem, it seemed sensationalist to me when it became an issue. Like, I'm not saying people didn't die from it, but people die of alcohol poisoning all the time because they're stupid, mm-hmm, and they have stupid parties where they drink and drink and drink and drink and drink. I can't believe it's even possible to die of alcohol poisoning, to be honest, because I don't see how you can drink that much and still be up drinking. And I guess maybe that's where Four Loko comes in, because all the caffeine keeps you up. But I also don't think caffeine quite works the way people think it does.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it can give you a boost, kind of, but caffeine doesn't just, you know,
it's not cocaine.
Keep you, like,
yeah.
It's not like magic energy juice.
Yeah,
like you drink an energy drink and you don't suddenly go, I'm awake now, dog. If anything, it's more like you get the jitters from caffeine. You know, it's like too much nervous energy. It doesn't really, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it works the way people think it does. Yeah. It's not like a like bottled daylight, you know?
The sun in a bottle, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we talked about the Four Loko thing when it happened because that's, man, this feels like a week full of topics that I'm going to just bring up and then dismiss, you know, like Four Loko. That's bullshit, huh?
That's why we didn't talk about it. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's why we never brought it up in the first place. Yeah,
people were dying. And because of that, it got really popular and they banned it, but everybody was pissed and there was like the last day they were going to sell it. And people were going crazy looking for it. Do you have any more left? Oh, what the fuck? You know, it was bullshit. Fuck those people.
I think we should take a break and maybe see about regrouping. Because I don't feel that great about this one. All right, so break.
This is Jesus, and I approve this message. Do you have plans for May 22nd, 2011? Well, too fucking bad, because I'm gonna rapture your ass on May 21st. Here's the thing, though. I'm going to the forums at idgehat.com, and I'm gonna see who's been commenting. If you comment on the forums, you're gonna be saved. If not, you're fucked. Have a nice day. I'm angry at my dad because he killed me and nailed me to a plank of wood. He's a dick.
Hallelujah.
Hello again. We're back for more show. Yay! You ever feel like we're just tricking everyone?
Like, what do you mean?
Somehow you've been suckered into listening to us do this every week. And now it's like such a part of your routine that you just don't know how to do anything else.
Yeah. Once upon a time, I was waiting for it to get good.
Yeah. But then I gave up on that. I just download it every week out of habit.
To answer your question, yes, all the time.
Yeah. Well... Yeah, I mentioned donations earlier, and I'm not going to dwell on this too long, but there was something I meant to mention a long time ago, and I never brought it up. I considered when we put up the donation button and you gave people the ability to donate. I like that, the phrasing of that. Gave people the ability to donate to us. Yes, this is our
power
gift
up
to you.
Yeah.
to allow you to shed your money. But I thought about maybe, like, for one thing, I've never mentioned how much anyone has donated.
Yeah.
And I do that because I don't know if they would want me to or not. You know, like I don't like if I said like if somebody donated $20 to me, that's amazing. That's awesome.
That's a lot of money.
And like
like 2 hours of work.
If I were to mention it, it would be like I'm like congratulating you on being so awesome. Like I'm bragging about how awesome you are.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if somebody would hear me say, you know, they donated $20 and then feel like, oh, but I would have donated more, you know, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's okay to do. And then what if somebody donated $20 and then somebody else donated $50? And it's like, well, my $20 doesn't feel so good anymore. Or, you know, and a dollar is amazing. If you donate a dollar, it's like, it doesn't matter what the amount is. If you've donated ever, you're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you don't have to do that. I have considered putting up some kind of list, you know, of people who have donated.
Yeah.
And I could or could not include how much,
because
in a way it seems like it could be an incentive, you know, like, look, I'm showing my support of the show, and then in turn I am displaying that I recognize that you are showing your support of the show.
Yeah.
But then I also feel like maybe it could, like I said, with the comparing amounts of money people have donated, it could make people feel bad. Like, I can't really donate to the show, and I never have, and now my name's not on the list, and I look like an asshole. Like, I'm hanging around in the forums. I see you in the forums all the time, but you've never donated, asshole. What's your problem?
Yeah.
And I don't want it to turn into something like that, but I wonder if it would be, if people would consider it a nice thing to acknowledge it in that way, to be like, this person has donated, you know?
I don't know.
So I kind of wanted to open that up to discussion, like to the people listening. Like, it probably wouldn't be that much of an issue anyway, because like I don't expect an influx of donations. And I was kind of, when I was saying donate because I'm going to be broke, I want to mention that I was exaggerating a bit. I will be fine.
You're not going
to
be
broke. You don't need to donate because otherwise I'm going to be homeless.
I'm going to have 75% of my paycheck. Oh, broke.
Yeah. But I wanted to bring that up because I thought it could be a nice thing, but I have conflicted feelings about it.
Part of me's always, deep down, thought it was no problem to mention, oh, so-and-so donated this much, because fuck, man, Don't be a pussy. Don't be like, oh,
yeah,
I donated a dollar. Poor me. Dude, money, we've established anything's great.
Right, yeah.
Period.
If somebody donated a dollar and I put their name up and said, so-and-so donated a dollar, that wouldn't be like, mock them now. You know, that would be like, this is amazing. And look at all, mm-hmm. like, if everybody listening donated a dollar, wow. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's... But I could see how it could feel that way. You know, like I gave what I could, but so-and-so donated 20 and I only could afford five. Like, so now I feel like a shithead. Yeah. So I, you know, I just don't know what, if people would like that or not.
Yeah. We'll leave it to them. Cause personally, I think it's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess we should get into some of the listener stuff. I guess we kind of already did because I was drawing a blank earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But I got an email. I think you got the same email from Beverly.
Yep, Bev. Yep.
She says, hi, guys. I thought I would let you know we named our new Doberman puppy. His first name is Thunder. Now, even though we thought Thunderfuck sounded pretty good together, but with the twins, one boy and one girl, we can't do it. I wish she had mentioned that there were twins last time, because that would have totally played into the name ideas.
Yeah, God.
But with the twins, one boy and one girl, we can't do it. Although you could have named one Thunder and one Fuck. I mean, So his middle name is Zeus Jr. We named him after our first Dobie because we want to honor and remember him. So it is Thunder Zeus Jr., which actually sort of works. I am guessing you both think it is stupid or silly. God damn it, Beverly. You named your dog stupid shit. But don't matter. I like it. He is 12 weeks and weighs 18 pounds and growing like a weed. I sending a picture.
Stop it, Kyle.
Doc, I don't know.
You know what you meant?
I've spoken to Beverly once on the phone, mm-hmm. and she spoke like a normal human being. I think...
She was just so excited.
Talking to her via text is like talking to my dad via text.
Yeah.
Like my dad is a well-spoken gentleman, but when he writes me emails, they get kind of ridiculous sometimes. Like the words he... accidentally leaves out and stuff, but don't matter. I like it. He's 12 weeks and it weighs 18 pounds and growing like a weed. I sending a picture, you know, like he would type shit like that. It's just funny to me.
The tone of that is like, I sending a picture.
Right, right.
Nah. But yeah.
I sending a picture so you can see how cute he is later. And he is cutie.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll post the picture in the forum. I assume this isn't a private thing between
no,
us.
No, don't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll post the picture in the forum. It's a cute little puppy. He's got little floppy ears and I can't see his tail. I know that people bob the ears and the tail on Dobermans. And I'm not entirely clear on why. I believe I've heard that the reason people bob the tails is because like they get out of hand and could break their tail.
Oh, God.
That's what I feel like that's what I've heard. I don't understand how that is like an issue that Dobermans have lived with for so long.
We bred them too far.
Yeah, yeah. Do they have just massive tails? Massive, fragile tails? I don't know. But I'm curious to find out if you... are going to do any bobbing to your puppy. And if so, why?
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
Because I have no idea why you bob the ears. Why?
Oh, God.
I really don't know if it's just for aesthetics or what. So I'd be curious about that. Either way, I'm not really judging because like I said, I don't know why people do it.
Yeah.
There could be a very good reason. But that's cute. It's a cute little puppy.
It is.
And, you know, you sort of got to half name it.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah. I do like the name Fuck, though. It's like, it takes a crap in the corner. It's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's stupid, but yeah.
She didn't say what the girl is named. I'd be curious to know. So that's the email. We got a couple of voicemails this week.
Yes.
Let me see. Let's start with this one.
Like Kyle, A, I hate when fags be crying and I have sex with birds like my name was Orion. Like Marley cakes dinner, I'm a big black dick. I push cripples down canyons like my name was Miss Nick. I smoke trees with Austin, binging purrs like Pichu. Like Oldiana, I hail from Mogadishu. Yeah, Pikachu, I choose you, motherfucker. It's head up in this bitch. Hello, Kyle, little A's mother. Peace.
That was this is a musical episode.
Yeah.
That was John Kay with an Itch Hat tribute rap over the phone.
That was great.
I might have to make like a backing track for that and cut it up and make a remix. But nothing to discuss there.
Yep.
And also on the Facebook, when I asked today, what should we talk about? Miss Nick said, find Austin trees, which I thought was odd. Like just seemed kind of to come out of nowhere. But guess what? I found him.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I don't know why this is why I was on the call. I was on a call in earlier, but this the Cape show you were talking about. I've watched it. I still watch it. It's not a great show at all, but it's one of those things where it's like, I know it's bad. They don't know it's bad, but sometimes it seems like they have to. Some of the actors that are known are known for being in bad movies. So it just seems like they on some level know that this isn't the highest level shit. But then just some of the shit that they do is just so dumb, but like, it's almost like a High School Musical. But I don't know. I still watch it. It's enjoyable on a not everything is amazing level, I guess. But a lot of your complaints were 100% right when it came to the quality. But like when it came to the story sheet, I mean, yeah, nothing's being explained in the pilot. The wife, like, you know, she's not in it much, but later you see her going to her job and doing her job. And a lot of the story focuses around her position in the city and all that kind of stuff and what her job is relating to criminals and other things. And a lot of, like, crooked cops is just decent part of one of the main side stories. Like, there's always that constant weekly show, but then there's that overarching issue. And that's where that crap comes in. But I don't know. I think if you watch 3 or 4 episodes and you don't like it, you'll probably never like it. I sometimes like crap. It's not complete crap. So that's it for now. I'm going to call back about something else.
Okay. I think that's understandable.
Everyone has the right to like dumb shit.
I am not going to continue watching it to see if it grows on me. But I do think I understand the concept, even though this show doesn't work that way for me. But there are things that I like that I know are bad. Mm-hmm. And even like if you made a list of all the reasons you hate this thing that I like, I'd be like, yeah, 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 pretty much. But for some reason, it has some quality that I enjoy anyway. Yeah. And so, like I said, this isn't that for me, but if it is for you, I understand that phenomenon.
I get that, but if a show can't explain things and you don't know what's going on, how can you enjoy it?
I
don't know what's going on. I love it. I don't know why.
Why? What? Well, apparently some of the things that I complained about not being explained get explained later,
yeah.
Which I still feel like is slightly poor storytelling. Like they should be elaborated on more later, but the pilot is like setting everything up. And there are characters just introduced and then thrown away.
Yeah.
But overall, I get the idea. And, you know, whatever. If you like it, you like it. That's cool.
Yeah.
There's another voicemail from Austin, though. Right. And I think this one will spark a little bit more discussion if I remember correctly. I don't actually remember at the moment what it was about. But when I heard it last time, I think I remember it being discussion worthy.
All right.
Hey, I definitely am one episode behind. But anyway, I was going to say the feminist talk you guys had. It made me think about something that I've always thought was retarded, but people seem to mostly not be in agreement with me, which is normal, but for this, I just think it's kind of weird. I think everyone should have the exact same rights so much that you shouldn't treat women like they're princesses and stupid bullshit like that, because then they expect to be treated differently. But I'm sorry, you can't have the same rights as me and expect to be treated better than me. That's stupid. But my thing was the fact that they have women's sports. Like, that to me just as stupid as having... Like, to me, that's like saying women's sports teams are like handicapped sports. Well, you're a woman. You can't be good at this. It's not very true. I've seen tons of girls. Not tons, but percentage-wise, but I've seen enough girls who are really good at sports and other bullshit that it's just like there's no fucking reason. I really think that there should be only one sports league. If there's two, then it's the pro league and the not-so-pro league. But, I don't know. To me, it's like if girls are that fucking good at basketball, they should be on the fucking basketball team. And another one of them is something that people who like boxers, or boxing, I guess, think I'm stupid for saying this, but like, I don't get it. Like, to me, why is there a weight class? I've seen little guys beat the shit out of guys a lot bigger than them. So why do they do that where they're paid? Like, just fucking go after it. Like, kill, beat the shit out of them, you know? Like, I don't think the size really affects it. Like, granted, I'm not a boxer. Maybe it's their reach. But I don't know. But, I just want to know, I guess, I'm assuming you would be on my similar wavelength on this one, where it's just like there's no reason to separate them. But I mean, I don't care about sports enough to really make you think about it. So, yeah, you might hear from me again. Probably not, though. Later.
Okay. I don't know if he, I don't know what's going on there, if he doesn't know how to hang up the phone or what, like there's this extra silence. But okay, so two main things there. One is girls' sports or women's sports.
Mm-hmm.
I think I agree with Austin, and I've always thought it was a little odd. Like, if a girl wants to play football, she has to push it, and she can get on the boys' team if she's good enough. But there still is a boys' team and no girls' team. And then there's like basketball where there's a boys' team and a girls' team. And it just seems to be accepted. It's one of the few areas where I feel like sexism has persisted.
Yeah, yeah.
It just seems to be accepted that we need to separate these people. The one sport that I think I sort of understand it in is wrestling. And the reason I understand it is because, well, first of all, I wouldn't want to be involved in wrestling to begin with, because I really just don't need to hug a sweaty dude for, you know, for however long these matches last, and like sticking each other's thumbs in your buttholes and stuff.
Checking the oil.
Yeah, checking the oil.
Yeah.
And I could see like that being really almost unfair to the guy, like the guy's at a disadvantage because now I'm groping this girl and it's always been put in my head that I'm not supposed to, you know, hit a girl or be violent towards a girl. You know, not that you're hitting each other during wrestling. And on top of that, if she's even remotely attractive, now I'm popping a boner and I have to hide that. And, you know, we're right on top of each other and I have to hide my boner.
Yeah.
So
she could grab that boner and just pin you.
I wonder if that's legal. But for most other sports like basketball or football or whatever, I feel like it should just be open to whoever. And maybe like Austin said, there should be like a really good team and a not so good team, you know, not as good team.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes. If all the girls happen to end up on the not so good team, well, that's just the way it works out.
Yeah, if certain girls get it in their head that they're as good as men, go for it. Hey, if you get hurt.
If they get a crazy notion in their head, like if somehow some mixed up girl decides she's just as good as a man, whatever, let her try.
Yeah, we put you in the hospital, sorry, you thought you were good enough.
I get the idea that in general, men are more muscly than women. They tend to get bigger, just in terms of height even, and more muscular. However, that doesn't mean that a girl can't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And so if a girl can do it and she wants to be on the team, I don't feel like it should have to be a special thing.
Yeah,
like,
that is silly.
Yeah.
It is kind of like a primitive thing that we've yet to kind of improve.
And it even extends into pro sports. Like
there's
the NBA and the WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
Could a woman even be on like the regular NBA? Is there a rule against it?
There is, I believe. There's got to be. It'll never happen.
It's sort of weird. It's one of the few things that I think are really left where, and it doesn't matter to me really, because sports, whatever, you don't really need to play sports, but yeah, I feel like I definitely agree with Austin. I'm surprised that I wholeheartedly agree with him on that one.
I don't think sports like the NBA and all that, it's about, you know, doing what's right. Give the girl a chance if she can do it. It's all about money. If people don't want to see it, you know, then
maybe. But I feel like like if the girl was really good enough to be on the team, then it could be like a, it could serve as like a, simultaneously, it could be doing the right thing, like allowing her to be on the team because she fucking earned it. And it could be like a publicity stunt almost, you know, like, well, the first girl in the NBA. Or woman, I guess. I don't know if people really care about that, the girl-woman distinction. I tend to say girl when I mean woman, because to me, when I say woman, I mean my mom. Mm-hmm. You know, like I mean older ladies when I say woman. Yeah. And I don't know why that is. I think it has to do with my arrested development, but it's not a slight. Mm-hmm. Like it's, and when I talk about dudes, I'll usually say dudes or guys. I don't say men.
Yeah.
You know, I don't say boys, but I consider them equivalent. Like saying girls and saying guys, I consider them the equivalent.
It's like me telling people, yeah, this is Aldi, she's my girlfriend. And then,
Beyonce.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa. That I always think is funny, because the two are not mutually exclusive in my mind. Like, you can be my girlfriend and my fiance. We're not married.
Jesus,
you know, you are my girlfriend. Whatever.
Don't think she's a bitch. She really doesn't give a shit.
No, but, yeah. I feel like I've been
that kind of thing,
I feel like I've been corrected maybe once or twice by Aldi, but I also feel like I've said it a bunch of times and she hasn't said shit. So.
Yeah.
As far as the boxing thing, I don't follow boxing. I don't know much about boxing and how the weight classes and stuff work. I get what he's saying.
Welterweight, middleweight, heavyweight.
I get what he's saying about, like, there's no particular reason that a little guy couldn't beat the shit out of a big guy.
Yeah.
In boxing in particular, because there's also like UFC and stuff like that, and they have weight classes too, right?
Yes.
In boxing in particular, I think the main reason would probably be the reach.
Yeah.
And maybe the power behind the punches.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a bigger guy, theoretically at least, unless he's a big fat guy, is probably stronger as well, you know, more muscles. And since all you're really allowed to do is punch, and you're only allowed to punch in certain areas, I feel like it would be a reach issue. Like, a bigger guy has bigger arms.
Yeah. There's a lot of rules and technicalities and those kinds of things that you really don't think about. You think, hey, if this little guy wants to fight the big guy, you know, it's not like that. They have these rules and money's involved, you know.
I do feel like, though, there's nothing wrong with, like, having all the weight classes and whatever, and then here and there, like, on the side, having a match that doesn't take weight classes into account.
Mm-hmm.
If the two guys want to do it, okay, you know, whatever, who cares? But I do think it's primarily about the reach. I think there's more of a reason to that than there is with the girls versus boys sports.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure, though, about, like, UFC, because, like, or MMA.
Yeah.
You know, where it's...
They have the weight classes, but they're kind of necessary because you can get on top of the guy and just bash his head in, you know?
I guess, but because of how much more freeform it is as compared to boxing, is pretty restrictive. You know, you're only allowed to punch, and you're only allowed to punch in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with MMA, you can do whatever.
Yeah.
You can decide to kung fu some guy, or you can, like, go Greco-Roman wrestling on him, and you know, and because of the variations in style and the freeform approach to it, I don't see as much of a problem with matching up two guys who don't match in terms of weight.
Yeah, that's true.
But then again, I don't really follow that either. Yeah. So maybe there's something I'm missing there.
No.
That's it for the voicemails this week. On the Facebook, Paul mentioned the Rebecca Black thing, which we've covered. And then he said, damn it, I had something else. What was I thinking about while I was at work? I forgot. This isn't it, but since I know you love sports so much, who you got in the big tourney? I got Notre Dame because it'll be God's way of telling BYU that it's okay for people at religious schools to have sex. Did you know BYU kicked a guy off their team for having consensual sex with his girlfriend? Because they did, and that's silly. Now, first of all, I don't know what tourney you're talking about. I don't even know what sport you're talking about. Is it football?
Basketball.
Basketball. See, I don't know. What is BYU? I know it's something university.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. So I don't know any of what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about. I do think it's silly for a team to kick a guy off for having consensual sex with his girlfriend, but if it's a religious school, kind of makes sense.
Doesn't surprise me.
What I think is even sillier is that there are religious universities.
Yeah.
That's insane to me. Like, that they're even connected.
Going for my PhD, and don't forget Bible class.
Yeah. I'm getting a PhD in molecular biology, and, you know, I'm also going for a degree, a bachelor's in magic and pseudoscience, you know? Just to cover all my bases.
Yeah, yeah.
It's silly that's a
prepare
thing.
Prepare me for the world.
But we've talked about that way back, like talking about religious private schools and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I really don't think that should be allowed to be a thing. That should be allowed to be an alternative to public school.
Oh, yeah.
That you can be like, well, I don't want my kid to go to school with all those ruffians, so I'm going to send him to Bible school where we lie to him. You know, in science class.
Yep.
And where we teach him that the Japanese had it coming because they're heathens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's really a class on that, but could you imagine, though, you're like in earth science or something, and they're like, yeah, well, Japan had a big earthquake because they don't believe, and and the resulting tsunami is you know, read the Old Testament, and this is God's kind of MO, what he does. I don't know. I just this religious schools. I there's this separation of church and state, which is cool, but then you're allowed to sort of circumvent it. Like, everybody has to go to school up to a certain point, but you're allowed to say, No, I'm going to send my kid to this fake school instead. I
the
just
earth
find
is
that
flat.
Odd.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we can prove it's round.
Well, then John Cassane says, mice ruining the economy.
Oh, shit.
and I don't know exactly what he's talking about.
Me neither. Now,
I could maybe see it. Maybe mice are sneaky. Mm-hmm. Maybe what's been happening is that mice have been burrowing into little holes in banks, you know, that a regular bank robber couldn't get into. Burp. And stealing like pennies at a time, mm-hmm. and they're hoarding it away somewhere. And over time, all of this money is disappearing, and now the economy is ruined. Yeah. Goddamn mice.
I've heard better, John Cassane. I've heard better.
I think he's referencing something he said on his own personal Facebook.
He is, yeah.
But I forget what it was.
Some mouse was in the grass, and it like ran over his foot. And something about mice keeping all the cheddar.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Get it?
Because cheddar means money. I got
wet.
It. Yep. I get it. That's pretty good there, John. Miss Nick last week posted in the forum, she posted a lost poster, like a lost and found kind of thing
yeah.
for my chicken.
Yeah.
And it hurt to look at, to see him again. And to wonder, I wonder where she got a picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if maybe Miss Nick kidnapped my chicken.
I believe it. I was going to say that. Yeah.
Because I don't know. He was already gone by the time I told you about him. Yeah. But there's a picture of my chicken. It says, lost chicken with no name. If found, please contact Kyle Aldrich at 616-328-5581. I printed one out at work.
Yeah. Awesome.
Because, you know, if you're going to work someplace where you have to sit in a cubicle all day long, then you damn well better be able to abuse your printing privileges. Yeah. So I printed one off at work. I accidentally left it there, but I want to hang it somewhere. I want to take it like out and put it on a telephone pole or something.
Yeah.
And then just wait for the calls to
That's
come
great.
In.
Yeah.
I'm sure nobody will call, but maybe I could go hang it like near the video game store. So somebody happening by.
That's great. Yeah.
Could like actually recognize what it is. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we would get some ridiculous Minecraft call.
Who knows? Yeah.
But yeah, it's a pretty nice little poster. I posted pictures of my mushroom house in the forum.
It's coming along.
It's coming along. It's getting pretty mushroomy. Some chests inside.
Yep.
Yeah. Man, I ran out of things to talk about.
Oh, it's okay. You know what I did the other day?
Yes. No, I don't.
Was in the bathroom, naked.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Naked, and I looked at my penis, and for some reason said to myself, or thought to myself, rather, man, I can't wait to grill.
Wait,
because summer's coming.
You can't wait to grill?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right.
So summer's on its way, you know, and I
can't wait.
Okay, so... This reminds me of the time that you basically told a story that boiled down to looking at your penis reminding you of your father. So
God,
I need to make a list of things that your penis reminds you of. Looking at my penis reminds me of my father and grilling.
Yeah.
Remind me not to come to your next cookout. Kyle, are you ready? You're just standing out there pantsless with your dick on the grill.
Can you imagine my next big interview? Like, where do you get your inspirations? Well, my penis.
Yeah, basically, I just look down there and I just do what it tells me.
Yeah, just everything comes into place.
How you doing there, little man?
Pretty good. I want a bratwurst.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go grilling.
But I wanted to mention this. Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it seems there's a lot of people that bitch about how, not necessarily how good it is, but how much they hate it, you know?
They bitch about how much they hate St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just, what a bullshit holiday. Fuck, I didn't wear green. Fuck you, you know?
It is like, kind of a bullshit holiday.
Yeah, but, you know, like, why get mad about it? Just don't give a shit. Just why give a shit and get angry about it? I don't know. It was really pissing me off.
Because I think what it is that you see a lot of stupid people getting really into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you might see a bunch of people wearing like green t-shirts or whatever,
yeah.
But then the people you see getting really into it and mm-hmm. having a really good time with it
yeah.
are people that you just want to punch in the face.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably a lot of what it is.
Yeah.
Is that you over time associate this festivity with idiots.
Yeah. A lot of people were complaining about, I don't get it. What's so cool about this one day and getting shit-faced. I don't get it, you know?
It's like some people like to get together. It's like, hey, it's an excuse to get out and get with your friends and get drunk. If you don't like it, don't fucking do it. Don't give a shit. And I don't know. It was just so much. I got home from work and I don't give a shit personally. I didn't go out and celebrate, but I got on the Facebook and it was just post after post about negative.
Oh, really?
People just like, fuck this holiday. Yeah, I'm not going out.
I didn't see that.
No, I didn't wear green. Ugh. And yeah. It just ruined my night. Like, how about telling me about, you know, the good part of your day?
Like, well, man.
Jesus Christ.
How do you hang out with me? I don't know. I can't remember the last time I had a good part of my day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent to St. Patrick's Day. I usually forget it's happening.
Yeah.
Like, I showed up to work yesterday and I saw people dressed in green, and for some of them it was very much out of character, and eventually I picked up on it. I was like, oh, okay, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
But I didn't know before that. It's completely not an issue to me. However, I think a lot of the festivities and stuff are annoying, because a lot of the people who really celebrate are like college age kids, and they're the stupid ones, like the stereotypical
cool
ones, frat boys.
Woo!
You know, man, I'm getting fucked up, dog. Yeah, you know, and I don't know. I don't want anything to do with that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is like, what is the point of St. Patrick's Day? Like,
I don't know.
Isn't like St. Patrick like supposedly a dude that like ran all the snakes out of Ireland or something? Like, what does it have to do with getting wasted and wearing green?
I look it up every year and I forget by the next.
I think
next year,
he
I'm like,
used. I think the thing with the clovers is that St. Patrick used the clovers. To like shamrocks, three leaves to kind of explain the Holy Trinity or whatever. But I still don't
Isn't
know how that
how,
translated
yeah,
into
how did that
let's
evolve.
Get fucked up. Yeah.
I mean, Christmas kind of did that. Halloween, all the holidays really don't. They're not what they're supposed to be. It's so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody cares, really.
What's St. Valentine's Day? Like, we just call it Valentine's Day now, but it is St. Valentine's Day.
Oh.
What did St. Valentine do? Like, I bet it wasn't anything that relates.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and then, you know, Christmas is obvious. Santa Claus and reindeer and elves and the North Pole and all this shit that is... Where did... I know, like, the Santa Claus thing goes to, like, St. Nick, and it's kind of comes from this... I think there... Was it St. Nick, or was it somebody else who, like, would make toys of some sort for kids or something, like little wooden dolls or something, but didn't go across the globe giving them to everyone, and it just sort of morphed into this thing. But where did, like, the North Pole and elves and reindeer... Where did all that shit
there
come
was,
from?
From, like, a guy who was like, I got it.
Yeah. Was there, like, one
North
guy
Pole.
One
it
day who
be.
Was like, all right, we got to step this up. We got to step up our game. This old man giving, like, wooden toys to kids is getting fucking old. How do we make this cool? How do we make this marketable?
Some drunk-ass German or some shit was like, you know, giving his...
Is it Germany that has Black Peter?
Oh, God.
Which is, like, a Black weird... Peter. Evil no. Santa Claus or something? I gotta look this up.
Oh,
what is Black Peter?
I know what you're talking about.
Black
somewhere Peter. In Europe.
Black Peter.
Man.
Zwart Piet, something like that. In the folklore and legends of the Netherlands and Belgium, is a companion of Saint Nicholas, whose yearly feast in the Netherlands is usually celebrated on the evening of the 5th of December and the 6th of December in Belgium, when they distribute sweets and presents to all good children. The characters of Zwart Pieten appear only in the weeks before St. Nicholas's feast. First, when the saint is welcomed with a parade as he arrives in the country, generally by boat, having traveled from Madrid, Spain. Wait a minute. So Santa Claus, I guess Saint Nick, but Santa Claus comes to Belgium and the Netherlands via boat, having from Spain. So they have a very different Santa Claus mythology over there. Over there, Santa Claus lives in Spain and travels by boat.
Yep.
The tasks of the Zwart Pieten. So I guess there are more than one. Black Peter are mostly to amuse children and to scatter peppernoten and candy. What is peppernoten? This is what Wikipedia does to me. I end up clicking more and more links. Peppernoten, literally pepper nuts, the Dutch equivalent of pfeffernoosen. are a cookie-like kind of candy traditionally associated with the early December Sinterklaas holiday in the Netherlands and Belgium. You will see the pepernoot in two varieties. The first is light brown, randomly shaped, and made from the same ingredients as... What the fuck? Okay, yeah, I'm Jesus done. Christ. It's chewy. Yeah. Okay? Pepernotin. So he scatters pepernotin and candies around to those who come to meet the saint as he visits schools and other places. The original Zwartpiet is sometimes associated with Nektruprecht. But in the Low Countries, the tradition has not merged with Christmas.
Interesting.
Hmm. According to myths dating to the 19th century, St. Nicholas operated by himself or in the companionship of a devil. Having triumphed over evil, it was said that on St. Nicholas Eve, the devil was shackled and made his slave. A devil as a helper of a saint can also still be found in Austrian St. Nicholas tradition in the character of Krampus.
Jesus Christ.
Some sources indicate that in Germanic Europe, Zwartpiet originally was such an enslaved devil forced to assist his captor, but the character merged in the 19th century with the Netherlands as a companion of St. Nicholas resembling a Moor. St. Nicholas is said to come from Turkey. Man, there's a lot to this. But this isn't what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
There's something else. Maybe he has a different name. But there's like an evil guy, more like the devil thing
mm-hmm.
that they were mentioning there, that like hangs out with Santa Claus and like does bad things. I guess it's like, you know, Santa keeps his naughty and nice list, and if you're on the naughty list, you get a visit from Black Peter.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know. But yeah, there's so much weird bullshit
God,
that comes out of it all.
Pure bullshit, yeah.
St. Patrick's
somebody
Day.
Somebody had to come up with, yeah.
St. Patrick's Day. You think someday Shamrock Shakes will be like an ingrained part of St. Patrick's Day? Like it won't just be a McDonald's yep. promotion. Like yep. every place will serve Shamrock yep. Shakes because it's just a part of the holiday now?
Yep. In the distant future, yeah.
What else you got, Orion?
Oh, let's see. What do I have? Lately, Aldi in public, because everybody, anytime they hear rape, they think, Orion.
Yeah.
Orion, the rapist. He loves rape. 20.
It's funny because it's true.
It's getting old, man. And Aldi won't drop it. She's taken it so far. We're in public, and she will, on purpose, instead of saying, hey, can we fuck tonight? She's like, Orion, I want you to rape me tonight. And we're like, at work. And there's people around. I'm like, God damn it, woman. You're going to get us fired.
Oh.
Coworkers Aldi. Are like, what? What the fuck?
One of the funniest things that Aldi has done is accused you of being a pedophile for being with her. Because she's small and she looks young.
Yep.
And so she's
fucking
accused
pedophile.
You in front of other people of yep. being a pedophile because you're with her.
What the fuck?
I find that amusing.
Oh, for St. Patrick's Day, she was wearing green and people would come up to her and people that she knew and they'd be like, ah, I didn't know you were Irish. And she's like, I'm not idiot. I just like beer. And they're like, I was kidding. Oh, jeez. You know?
Yeah, people are, that's what really drives me nuts about things like St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. Like, old story, but yeah, I told it before, but when I worked at 7-Eleven and people, I had my hair dyed green just for the fuck of it. And people would come in nowhere near St. Yep. Patrick's Day and think they're the most hilarious, yep. clever person in the world because they would say, is it St. Patrick's Day already?
Yep.
How, first of all, that's not even a joke.
Yeah,
that's just you being funny. Confused. Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, what's
the
going
on?
The
only reason you'd be laughing is because you'd be laughing at them.
That's just you admitting you can't comprehend the things presented to you. Yeah. But that kind of shit, like people who make the exact same joke, like the most obvious joke that isn't even really a joke.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't know you were Irish. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not. We both know that. Is that the joke? The joke is that I'm not Irish then?
Yep.
Okay, good. And the silly, like the really silly thing about that is like one of the things you hear people say around St. Patrick's Day is everyone's Irish today.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it kind of negates your whole point.
So we're all getting drunk and throwing our lives away.
Yes. Yeah. You know, they somewhere, I think Chicago, they like dye a river green every year for St. Patrick's Day. That's fine. That's, and in fact, that's kind of cool. It's like cool to look at a picture of this green river. but I'm surprised they can still do it. I don't know what they're using. I'm sure it's safe or they'd stop doing it. But because of the way people react to just things in general, like when I used to do telephone surveys, there was this one, and I don't know what company it was for, but I would call people and it was very obviously skewed against plastics.
Yeah.
Whoever the company was that was having us do this survey hated plastics.
Yeah.
And they would have me call people and say things like, if I told you that plastics were made of chemicals, how would that affect your perspective on plastic? And they'd be like, oh, no. And then people would really react that way. Like, they hear the word chemical and they think, poison.
Yep.
And because of that general mentality among the general populace, I'm surprised that they are able to dye this river every year.
That's true. Yeah.
And not have people screaming about, you know, affecting the ecosystem or whatever. But I guess, you know, partying is an overriding factor in that situation. I don't know. Well, unless you've got anything else, I think actually this is pretty good length and we could stop here. And I'm feeling like I'm phoning it in today.
All right.
So
I'm set. Yeah.
I think we can call it quits here.
Sounds good.
As usual, you can send me an email at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or send an email my way to ryan@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Let me know if you've seen my chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You can check us out in the forums, ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. And there's the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/itchhat and twitter.com/itchhat. And of course, you can donate.
Donate.
Send me all of your monies.
Mm-hmm.
And I will spend them on booze. Okay.
All right.
That should
do it.
It's your turn.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We will check you next week.
Yes.